There are two beasts in Revelation chapter 13. We're going to look at the second one, beginning in verse 11. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Revelation 13 gives us a broad sweeping synopsis of the devil's plan for planet Earth. In the previous chapter, Revelation 12, God shows us how the struggle between good and evil actually began in heaven and then moved to earth. That chapter ends with the devil failing to take out Jesus, and it ends with him turning his wrath against the Christian church. Of course, persecution under the pagan Roman Empire didn't succeed in wiping out the gospel work, and so the forces of darkness turned to another tactic. They started to build a counterfeit religion. Instead of trying to directly attack the people of God, they started to create a false system of belief that would appeal to the deepest spiritual needs in a person's heart, hoping to draw people away from the worship of their Creator. That's why the devil's tactics in Revelation 13 all center around religious issues like worship. He's trying to address a real human need and get to people before they actually hear the voice of God and the last day message that God has for them in Revelation 14. Now, here's what I want you to notice from today's reading. The devil understands a thing or two about the human heart and what will pull on our hearts most effectively. Notice, for example, that he understands the importance of unity. As he builds his counterfeit last-day religion, it's something intended for the whole world. Earlier in verse 3, it actually says that all the world wondered after the beast. And that makes you wonder. If the devil understands the importance of unity in his counterfeit religious movement, shouldn't Christians also understand the importance of a last-day unified approach to God's work? To be clear, I'm not talking about some of the sloppy ecumenical attempts at Christian unity that stress compromise and a watered-down understanding of Christian doctrine. I'm talking about a unity built on the clear teachings of the Bible. After all, Jesus prayed that we would all be one and that we would be sanctified or set apart for holy use by the truth. And also notice that the devil understands what's going to really draw people in the final moments before Jesus returns. Today, tens of thousands of Christians are suggesting that we need to be less religious in our tone in order to win the postmodern secular mind. But it wouldn't hurt to notice that Lucifer doesn't seem to be worried about such things. He's building a distinctly religious, distinctly prophetic counterfeit movement that eventually pulls the whole planet together in worship. He's not at all worried about appealing to the secular mind because he understands something that sometimes Christians forget. The Bible says that God has not left himself without witness, and that means everybody at some point hears God calling their hearts. What Satan attempts to do is to move in and pass himself off as God before we as Christians can open our mouths and lead people to Jesus. It's time for Christians to reclaim their holy boldness and step up to the job that God has given us to do. Because just as surely as Revelation 13 is coming together, Revelation 14 is also coming together. And on the day that Jesus returns, we're going to know for sure that preaching Christ from the words of the Bible has been offering billions of people a better way to live.